the love of God. Whoever loves worldly things and their families more than the Lord will hurt him and not please him. It is so important not to hurt our Lord Jesus. He told me that his feelings are being hurt so much by many of us. For him, it's very much like what happens to us when our children hurt us. The Lord has given me so much of his love for others that I had never really experienced before, except for the love I had for my own family. Now I have so much love for people, especially the little ones. Each time I see them, I smile for them and I want to touch them. I know this is Jesus' love within me, for he loves the little children. Now I also want to hug and touch others, even strangers. This is one thing I never wanted to do before. Similarly, my desire to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is uncontrollable. It seems that I just cannot help myself. Before I saw heaven, I always had a desire to preach because I wanted to make my Lord happy and I wanted to go to heaven. My motives for wanting to preach have changed now because I know where I am going. I have so much compassion for lost souls. In fact, that is an all-consuming passion in my life. I used to have so much compassion for handicapped people I saw in church. Now, I never feel sorry for them anymore. I realize they love Jesus more than healthy people do. I believe the Lord has put a great burden in my heart for lost souls. That is why he showed me my parents and the other people in hell. I still cry for my mother. Before I knew my Lord Jesus, I always thought I wanted to be with my mother after death. At that time, I thought we would all go to the same place when we die. I never knew there is a heaven and a hell. Now I know how real they both are. They are as real as the planet Earth. I am very thankful that the Lord has given special patience to my husband, Roger. Roger's patience with me for all these years, as he has walked with me in the Lord, has been a tremendous source of encouragement to me. My husband never complained about anything I wanted to do for my Lord. In fact, he never disagrees with me about anything related to my spiritual life. He fears the Lord and loves him more than life itself. The Lord keeps my husband very busy with his job. Therefore, I strive to take good care of him in the way the Lord wants a wife to care for her husband. I realize that a wife is supposed to be a crown for her husband. See Proverbs 12:4.